Dr. Vogel, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
My sincere apologies. That was totally my fault.
No, that was mine. I actually inadvertently hung up. It's all right.
Okay, we'll go 50-50 on the blame. Dr. Vogel, Steve said he clearly remembers you saying you wished you knew about the dinosaur tracks back in 2008, and then you would have chosen a different site.
Can I say, please. 2008, we didn't know. When we provided advice to government back in 2008 on the four sites which we looked at, because the four sites were distilled from 40 original sites, and we looked at four, dinosaur trackway sites were not considered in that because we didn't have any information. Our preferred site, from an environmental perspective, was Gordon Bay. It was at that time, and we said it's the least environmentally constrained site, but the least environmentally constrained site on the Dampier Peninsula was James Price Point. So, yes, you know, Steve's correct. Yes, we did have a view at that time, based on the available information, that the environmental risks and impacts could be managed at James Price Point, but our preference was for Gordon Bay.
Now, this is going to be a very serious question. That is, now that you know, and let's be honest, Woodside has only been fiddling at James Price Point. They're water testing, they're doing impact studies on the ocean floor. It's not too late to change, surely.
I think what we've got here, and it's acknowledged by Steve and the traditional owners and the international experts and peer reviews, we have got dinosaur trackway sites which are of regional, national and international significance. That is a terrific finding and very exciting for Western Australia. So I think we've got to look at the positive aspects of this. The other thing I would say is we have very stringent conditions about what needs to be avoided. The precinct, the crossing, the shoreline crossing cannot come within 900 metres of James Price Point. And the proponent has already agreed to that. And if they find more during any disturbance, then they have to undertake recovery or avoid if they can and undertake recovery or salvage work with guidance from traditional owners and experts. So we've got some very stringent conditions that will avoid and mitigate where possible, plus offsets. So I think we've got conditions that can deal with this issue based on the advice of the experts.
Yeah, but we've got conditions that are going to have to be managed by human beings, and humans are fallible, Doctor.
Sure, humans are fallible, but that's why we also have a compliance monitoring regime to ensure that when the conditions, if the minister agrees with these conditions, that we have a very strong, and we do have a very strong compliance regime in place to ensure that they don't undertake the crossing within 900 metres and they do all the right things with the involvement of traditional owners and independent experts.
For those who don't know it then, where is Gordon Bay?
Gordon Bay is south of Broome. Between two Ramsar wetland sites, but you know, from an environmental perspective, it would still require dredging and what have you. But it has, you know, when you do a matrix of those four sites, you come up with Gordon Bay would be least environmentally constrained. It still has environmental issues that would need to be managed, but on balance, you would have to say it's, from an environmental perspective, it's least constrained. But it is technically, from the proponent's point of view, it's too far away.
And the Browse Basin, I mean, it's not inshore, it's way offshore, which is why the Commonwealth Government has a stake in this as well.
Sure.
I mean, in the scheme of things, we're looking at, what, over 200 kilometres. Surely we could pipe to Gordon Bay almost as easily as we could to James Price Point.
It is a fair bit further, and it's something that the technical people, in terms of engineering feasibility, ruled out. EPA said environmentally yes, but from a technical point of view, which is a decision for government, they said no, James Price Point. So we only provided environmental advice. It was not about technical feasibility or economic or social issues. It was from an environmental perspective. We thought Gordon Bay, but if you had to have it on James Price Point, on the Dampier Peninsula, then James Price Point was the preferred location. It wasn't up to us after that. When government said James Price Point, that's when we did the strategic assessment of that site.
Yeah, but you're the EPA. You advise the government.
Yep.
And surely the minister is not going to go against what you recommend, because you are the authority, even though you're a voice of one at the moment.
That might be the case, but if we go back to 2008, we did provide environmental advice to government. It's only we make recommendations to government. It's the Minister for Environment who makes the final call on this, and they take into account other other matters, and they took into account other matters and decided that that James Price Point was their preferred site.
Okay. Can you divulge what other matters they were?
Oh, well, the minister can take into account economic and technical considerations and social considerations, etc. He can take into account a whole range of things that the EPA cannot by law.
How would you feel if at the end of the day this goes terribly wrong and people are going to point the finger at you?
I don't think it will go terribly wrong. If the conditions are applied rigorously and strictly enforced, then I think, because they're the conditions and the offsets that will deliver environmental acceptability. So we are very confident, and I am very confident, that if the conditions are implemented as we recommended and rigorously enforced, we will have an environmentally acceptable strategic proposal for LNG processing and export at James Price Point.
Well, we haven't heard the last of it, have we? There's apparently going to be, or it was suggested this morning on radio, that somebody's going to come up with another objection, so it'll be going back to court, I guess.
Well, there's a two-week appeal period, and I think that's been enshrined in our process for many, many years. People have an opportunity to voice their views about EPA's report and recommendations. Whether there's a legal challenge in the courts is in the hands of others, but they can only be based on judicial review, not on a merit review. So that would mean about process. And I've read some of the stuff and some of the assertions made by some of the environmental NGOs about my association and due to my so-called reappointment, which I found, I think for me to, I would not compromise my principles of integrity for any project. So I think that assertion is outrageous and offensive, and I totally refute it. So I think that any challenge can be on the basis of process, and if that is entirely up to them, we'll just stick with our report and recommendations to the Minister, and we stand by it.
Dr. Vogel, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Pleasure.
Dr. Paul Vogel, Chair of the EPA, and his reaction to Steve Salisbury's comments on the EPA report.